producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We have to go. The president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change.
Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough.
Hey, how are you? Welcome to New York. Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough is my name. We've got a busy Saturday night in front of us. Not the least of which reason is that somebody is going to hope to win $900 million tonight. Now, I don't know if you're going to win it watching this broadcast or listening to this broadcast. But I know four people that are interested. Jackie, you snooze, you lose. You missed out. Because Owen and Nick and Ivan and I were all here. And we put 50 cents in each on one of the power. Actually, I'll let you go in on mine. If you give me a quarter, you can have half my 50 cents. Anyway, tonight the Powerball, they say it's up to $900 million. $900 million. And Ivan asked me the most convicting question he's ever asked me in my entire life about 20 minutes ago. Kev, what would you do if you won the money? I don't know if that's the most convicting question. It's up there, though. Because if you think about it, wow, did it get warm in here all of a sudden or what? No, $900 million. And here's how they say you can have it. You can have it in 29 equal payments of whatever. I have no idea what that... What's 583 divided by 29, Mr. Ivan? Figure that out for me. But you get that annually for 29 years. You got an answer on that yet?
It's 583
million divided by 29 years is how much we get. If you
20 million. It's just over 20 million.
Just over 20 million a year for 29 years is what you get out of that. Or you can take the one-time lump sum payoff of $583 million. Now, what's highway robbery about all of this is they say it's a $900 million jackpot, but you get $583 million of it. Now, what's that about? That's not a $900 million jackpot. That's a $583 million jackpot. And somebody's getting a lot more. I think that would be the government types. But anyway, all across the country today, you have got people standing in long lines. Good man Owen was just in here just a second ago. He said he was in a convenience store earlier today, and they had a whole line, like out the door around the block. Young man Ivan was saying that at the grocery store he was at, they were like,
if you're not buying a lottery ticket, please step to cashier number two.
And it's interrupted the flow of everything possible this weekend, except for five-year-old birthday parties, which I suffered through today. I'll tell you more about that coming up. But so I thought this would be kind of an interesting thing to discuss with you at the beginning of the broadcast tonight. 888-340-3373. Now, we're not on radio in New York tonight, but we are on television in New York, and we're streaming in New York. So you can listen to us on the app for AM 970. TheAnswer.com, or you can watch us on the Biz TV affiliate here in New York City. But we're not on radio, so you AM 970 people, you got to find us. But everyone else in the country, I'd rather hear from you anyway, because here's what I'd like to know: if you had $583 million, I just think it would be an interesting question to ask. How would you go about spending it? When you got it, what would you do with the money? That's what Ivan asked me. I'd like to know what you would do. Now, my answer to him was pretty simple. I said, first thing I would do, because you know I'm a holy roller, Bible thumper, God man. I'm not perfect. I'm far from it. But I would want to give to a variety of ministries and charities that I already give to, but I'd like to give really big gifts to them and say, I believe this is the right thing to do. Boom, just bless them with it. Then, aside from that, I'd pay off any debts that the lovely bride and I had. If you know, for my personal earnings, if we split the 583 four ways, this is what I'm doing with my, what's 583 divided by four? Come on, math man. You're supposed to have that calculator at the ready tonight. They could announce this win, this month, this number at any minute. You got to know what we're going to do here, Ivan. 145.7 million each. Okay, so if we, and then I have to give half of mine to Jackie because she owes me a quarter. She's throwing me the quarter. Come off the camera.
72.8 million
So having said that, what would I do? I would. That's the first two things I would do. I would give to God. I'd pay off my debts, and then I would probably put it back into our little media company here, what we're trying to do, and employ some people. That's the thumbnail of what I would do. Invest a huge amount of it so that we could like basically operate off the interest or whatever. But I'm curious what you would do. And I had several people ask me this over the last 48 hours. If you had $583 million, and would you take it that way, or would you take the $20 million a year over 29 years? I think that that would I would be more inclined to do it that way, to do the 29 year payoff for my portion of it, only because I don't trust myself. And then that way my family has, you know, insurance for the next 29 years. My goodness, my five-year-old would be in his, he'd be married and have his own kids by then. That's pretty crazy. 888-340-3373, America. I want to know if you were to win the Powerball this night. And by the way, when do they draw? I need my, Jackie, I need the research team up and running tonight. When is the drawing going to happen? Because if they draw, I've got the ticket. It's right here. We got to check the numbers. And just to make sure that he did it fair, when Mr. Owen went to the corner store 2 minutes before the show tonight to get this for the team, he texted a picture of it to the other three guys so that they knew that nobody was pulling anybody's leg, which is a really smart thing to do. You remember that story in Philly a couple of years ago where the woman won the, the Powerball was big and she won something and then she said she couldn't find the ticket. And the store sold her the ticket, but they couldn't remember if it was her or not. And this is a big, big, big smartphones, baby. They solve a world of ills. Here's a copy of the ticket. We've all got one. So we'll see what happens. But at what time do they draw the drawing? Is it going to be while we're on the air? Is it? Can someone ask the Google this question? Because it would be important for those of us that are ticket owners to be aware of when this piece of news might come down. Now, there's other news to get to tonight. We're going to. I was at this. Well, I'm going to come back to the five-year-old birthday party thing in a second. But the other thing that that my heart was just obsessed with this week is the police shooting in Philadelphia. I don't know how you feel about the cops. In your community where you live, I don't know if they're heroes or villains in your mind. But in every city I've ever lived in and every city I've ever worked in and every city I've ever been to and passed through, I've always been deeply, deeply appreciative of the police. And I've tried to express that. In fact, it's a rare occasion on any given day when I get out of the subway to come to the studio that I don't run into a handful of National Guard Reserve guys that are guarding the subways, and that's military. And then the police usually have their own folks there too. And so I always try to at least stop one of them and say, hey, thanks for keeping us safe. Because I just get the feeling that they don't hear that from the public all nearly as often as they should. We sleep very peacefully at night because there's people like that holding those guns and saying nothing's coming between you and that evil except me. I'm going to stop it. So I'm deeply grateful for their willingness and their sacrifice to do that. But the interesting thing about this story in Philadelphia was that this police officer had no clue that this jihadist was coming after him. And even as shots began to ring out, was a sitting duck.
And even after 13 shots fired at that police officer, after he'd been hit three times in the arm, radios in, I'm bleeding out, gets out of the car, opens the door with his good arm, gets out of the car while he's bleeding out, draws his weapon and chases the jihadist and ends up winging him bad enough that his fellow officers were able to bring him down. My heart goes out. He's a hero. He's a hero. And I'm praying for his safety and stability. Last I heard, he was in critical but stable condition, and I'm praying for a safe recovery. I hope he does well. But the interesting thing about this is we found some footage of Donald Trump from December the 11th on Fox and Friends early. He was on the Fox and Friends either weekend show or the early show. I don't remember which. But I'm going to play this audio for you later in the show because he actually says something that I've thought for a long time, but I know it's going to be controversial. I think if you even attempt to murder a police officer, you should get the death penalty. We'll take your calls on that as well. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Stay with us.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's live from New York. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We got a lot going on tonight. In fact, the research team, Mr. Nick, Mr. Ivan, Lady Jackie, they all put their heads to it over the last commercial break, and it looks like we have an answer to when you can still run out and get your ticket and be eligible. They will draw it at 10:59 Eastern time, 1 minute after we're off the air on the original broadcast tonight. 1 minute after we're off the air. They will be drawing the number. So, we're going to have to wait the entire evening just to get there. Now, the interesting thing about this is someone asked, well, what happens if they don't have a winner tonight? Well, it gets even crazier, friends, because it was, what, $700 million earlier this week. Now it's $900 million tonight. And it is warm in here. My glasses are fogging up. I can't see. It's $900 million tonight. It's going to be $1.1 billion on Wednesday if there is no winner tonight. $1.1 billion. I don't know what the lump sum payout is. It's probably like $600 or $700 million if you do that range. But just absolutely nutty. Now, the one of the questions I've asked is if you could win tonight, if you were able to win tonight. Would you, in fact, invest, give, start a business? What would you do with $583 million that was tax-free? Because it's $900, you're going to pay $400-something to the or $300-something to the government in taxes. You may even have some more taxes locally, whatever. So let's say you get away with $400 million of it. What are you going to do with that money? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Do we have line one? Walt is in Pennsylvania watching on Biz TV tonight. Hello, Walt. Welcome.
Hi, Kevin. Well, if I win the big jackpot, the first thing I'd do would give about a $10 million contribution to the National Rifle Association so we could continue to combat this would-be dictator we have in the White House.
I hear you on that. Would you give money to anybody else? Would there be any other charities that strikes you as in need of it?
Yeah, I would try to give a substantial, you know, certainly millions to, you know, the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee.
Nice.
You know, that's the hospital that Danny Thomas started. Yeah, that's a terrific charity.
Yeah, no, they do good work. They help kids with cancer that are dying, and they do really good stuff. Well, what else would you do? Like, okay, so you have $400 million in your pocket. You've given some to the charity now. What's left over, what do you focus on?
Well, I think I'd start a bulldozer collection. Like, A.J. Ford collects bulldozers as well as firearms.
Classic bulldozers? You know, is there a demand for classic bulldozers? Where do you park them?
You know what I mean? I'd be buying like a D12 cats, you know, for like $2 million a piece, you know, and putting a warehouse in them and, you know, stuff like that. So.
So of all the things on earth you could spend your money on, a bulldozer collection would be the one that would get your attention.
That's right.
All right. Well, Walt, we appreciate it. Now, you don't normally gamble, but you did buy two tickets. What made you think you should buy them this time?
Well, you know, the jackpot is up, you know, pushing $1 billion. Like Johnny Carson used to say that, you know, $1 million is when you can give your wife $1,000 a day for 3 years. But $1 billion is when you can give your wife $1,000 a day for 3,000 years.
That is an interesting comparison. That's a lot of money. Thank you, Walt, for the call. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. $900 million, and they're going to draw at 10:59 Eastern tonight. It's crazy the amount of money that this thing has gotten to. And if they don't get a winner tonight, which, come on, You want to do a side bet? They get a winner tonight. Odds are. What they say? One in 293 million? I wonder what the odds of getting struck by lightning are. Look that up, Jackie. I want to know. Is it more likely to get struck by lightning or to win tonight's Powerball? Because, I don't know, that might cause me to always carry my umbrella more often, depending on what the... But okay, so you've literally got one in 300 million chance. Would you buy the ticket? You're going to blow $2. That's what you're going to do. Now, for us, we all went, 50 cents in on it. So we're out very, very small. We're out a cup of coffee. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Oh, Nick from the video room. One in 700,000 a year. That's the lightning. All right. Yeah. Okay. So divide 293 million by 700,000 and you're that many more times likely. 4, 5, 6, 7 more times likely to be struck by lightning. You have a better chance of being struck by lightning than winning the lottery. Anyway, 888-340-3373. When you hear the number and you see the mad rush. Now, Nick on the Biz TV, for those of you watching on television, he had some B-roll footage of this, but I saw this myself too earlier. In some of the footage from the local news channels, they were talking about this, but they had lines out the door. They had separate lines in the grocery stores, and this is going on all across the country because the Powerball's everywhere, and you've got people that we joke we spent $2 total between four people to go get this ticket. I know people that have sunk in the past a couple of $1,000 on a weekend trying to buy a ticket to get the odds of winning these things. A lot of people talk about the good and the bad that lotteries do. Almost every time that a lottery was justified to try to be started in a state, here's how they did it. Oh, if we start the lottery, we'll give all the proceeds to the educational process. So if you're against the lottery, you end up being against the education for the kids. And oddly enough, in the states where the lottery really, really took off, it didn't really ever help impact the benefit of the kids, which is a sad commentary. That you basically manipulate the kids, you use the kids to get you going where you want to go, but you end up breaking your promise to them. 888-340-3373. It's going to be a $900 million Powerball tonight. They're going to draw it at 10:59. That's 1 minute after we're off the air. I want to know what you would spend it on if you won it. And I want to know if you did you buy tickets? How many? Young man Ivan confessed to buying two more besides the team ticket he bought this evening. Which, by the way, I still haven't seen his 50 cents yet. I may sell his other portion to Jackie if she can come up with another quarter. Anyway, we're glad you're with us. It's Saturday night. Kevin McCullough is my name. My website is TheBingeThinker.com, TheBingeThinker.com. You can also hit me via email there as well. Plus, coming up tonight, we're going to talk about should we seek the death penalty for people that try to do what that jihadi tried to do to that police officer in Philadelphia night before last. I have very strong feelings about that, and we'll get to those as well. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. 10:59 tonight, they draw the number. Coming right back, Kevin McCullough, don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So glad you're with us. Welcome to Saturday Night, live from New York. We got the whole gang here. Good man Nick is video directing tonight. He has not brought in his 50 cents yet, by the way. Young man Ivan just ran out to the car during the commercial break. I'm gonna pay my 50 cents. He wasn't leaving anything to chance. And Jackie brought me her quarter. But Owen and Nick, neither one of them have turned in their 50 cents yet. Wouldn't it be cool if they all gave me the 50 cents, I got my whole $2 back, and I gave them the whole $583 million? Now, here's the question back to you. Do you think I would do it? If give you the whole $583 million? You don't think I'd do it?
I wouldn't let you do it.
You wouldn't let me do it? You'd take care of my family?
Yeah, absolutely.
Make sure the ankle biters have a future? Okay.
Absolutely.
Hold you to that. I'm holding the ticket, by the way. The ticket is mine right now. But no, we've all, the whole team's going in on it. Actually, can we just agree to go fivesies? Since Jacqueline wasn't in, okay, everybody's giving me the thumbs up. So nobody has to go completely, like, halvesies with her. She can get more, and it'd be more even. And it, esprit de corps, right? It's the whole thing about the team. That's the way it should go. Let's go to line one, Des Moines, Iowa, KTIA. Craig is listening there. Hello, Craig. Welcome to Saturday Night. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us.
Hey, how are you doing? I actually spent $2 on a ticket.
Yeah.
And I've lived a pretty simple life. I've got about $5,000, my wife and I, that comes in on pension. We're retired.
Okay.
Years. We've got about everything we need. I would probably keep $1 million, and I go to this amazing church that is an spring off from another church. It was a huge church that got in a political disagreement and went belly up. I'd probably give the rest to the pastor. I'm blessed with a pastor that is older than me. That's hard to get along with, but I always go for somebody with more experience, and he would put it to good use. This church has done an amazing amount. We've decided not to buy any infrastructure, not to put our money into a
building
and all this, and we have given an incredible amount of money over the last couple of months to people in the community, people that don't even go to the church, and it's just been it's been great to be a part of that, and I think that I know that the pastor would spend it wisely.
Well, that's a tremendous thing to do, and there's a lot of people that listen to us that aren't religious that may say, well, I'd give some to charity too, but you're saying, and the payment would be about $583 million if you did the lump sum. You keep about $1 million of that.
Yeah.
That's a $500 million you're giving to the church, and you think that they would be able to handle it okay. Because, you know, there's people that can't handle money.
I have an idea that under this person's tutelage, they would handle it very well.
Okay, see?
And I would live extremely well the way it is now. And I would... If I kept $1 million and you know how what was the deal when the kid's father said, kid's father gave him $1 million and said, the secret is don't lose it.
Right.
I'm not tapped into any of my retirement stuff I put away. Been just blessed the entire time. So
no, that's good.
I think they'd use it well. So, you know, I might buy a beer now and then, but. It would be a good way to get rid of the money.
All right.
What to do with it.
Craig, good stuff. I appreciate you being so candid. That's and what a generous person. Thank you. 888-340-3373. What would you do if you won the 583 Powerball mega millions, mega half a billion jackpot is what it's up to? If they don't have a winner tonight, it goes to $1.1 billion next Wednesday is the next drawing. And I'm getting an education on lottery tonight because the whole team has pitched in on one. You have to buy a new ticket for Wednesday if it rolls into Wednesday. So the tickets that you bought between last Wednesday and now are just for tonight. 888-340-3373. I was very taken by what Craig was just saying because there is this little thing about the people that listen to this broadcast and some of the people that listen to my weekday show over the last few years, I think that you guys are the most generous people on earth. Just in the last year, some of the initiatives we've worked with and so forth, you've touched more than 40,000 people personally, individually, feeding kids that are hungry, doing things. And I would suspect that a vast majority of you would be very, very generous, at least with a good portion of it. But I'd be curious as to know what you would want to do. 888-340-3373. Now, I do want to get into this Donald Trump story because the shooting of the police officer in Philadelphia is something that wrecked me emotionally this week. And Donald Trump in early December called for a very interesting solution to these things. I want to know your opinions on that. We'll kick that conversation off next. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Kimberline range camps to you February 6th through 14th. The Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Kimberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Oh.
All right, from New York, where it's unseasonably warm tonight, we're going to be 61 degrees tomorrow in the city. It is January the 9th going on 10th.
Oh,
what is that? Now, it's going to rain all day. So the thing is, if we were at the normal temperature, that'd all be snow. So 61 and rain. It's just been a weird, freakish, non-winter winter so far. Like the whole Christmas holiday, everybody was running around in shorts. They were literally out in the front lawn, you know, hey, look at us. We can play golf. Well, no, you can't really, but have fun. Maybe it's a sign of good things to come, like 10:59 tonight. Maybe your number is going to be called on the Powerball. That's what time they're going to draw.
We're going to be done 1 minute before then. And I have a feeling all five of us are going to huddle around the TV. You just hear Jackie gut laugh from the other room. Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll all huddle around the TV, and then we'll comfort each other and say, oh, well, better luck next time. And then we'll all go our separate ways and wonder why we blew 50 cents each. 888-340-3373. I want to shift gears. If you still want to tell me what you're going to do with your Powerball win, if you win tonight, we'll be glad to do that. But what I'd like to discuss is a story that was much more emotional for me this week. And that was the shooting of the police officer in Philadelphia by the jihadists. Now, I don't know if Nick has any pictures of the actual shooting that went down that he can throw up there for you guys on TV, but this police officer pulled his car to an intersection. This man from the bushes across the street begins to fire a 9mm Glock at him from, I don't know, 20 yards away, and then he runs all the way up to point-blank range and empties 13 shots at the police officer. Now, I've said this for years. These terror types are literally the stupidest dogs on earth. I mean, they wouldn't know the difference in a barn and a brick if you drew them a picture for it. But they have a hard time. So out of 13 shots, some of them at point blank range, he only hits his target three times in the arm. Now, thank God that that's all that happened. I mean, there's just no other expression for that. This is a miracle that this police officer, Mr. Hartnett, is still with us. But he took three shots. He radios in and says, I'm hit, I'm bleeding out badly. Send help. And after the jihadist begins to run away, he reaches across because the left shoulder, the shoulder that was exposed to the shooter, was what he got hit in. He leans across, opens the door, gets himself out of the car, and goes after the guy that tried to assassinate him. He ends up hitting him, winging him in the arm himself, and the guy got about a block away when other cops pulled up and he was done for. But he had to go to the hospital, too, because he was hit. Donald Trump, last December, earlier in the month, and there's the picture if you're watching on Biz TV of both the guy that, and he pledged allegiance to ISIS, and he said that he was doing this in the name of Islam. There's no doubt about this guy was doing it as a terrorist action. And it's funny because the Philadelphia mayor, complete moron himself, comes out going, this had absolutely nothing to do with Muslims at all. Trust what I'm saying. Don't believe your lying eyes on the TV. Like, he was dressed in Islamic garb when he ran up to the when he ran up to the car. Like, there wasn't any doubt about what his intentions were and who he was doing it for. And he did the same thing the San Bernardino shooters did. He pledged allegiance to ISIS before doing it, which is kind of what ISIS is requiring now of people that are wanting to join up with them around the world. They're requiring that through social media or other means, you contact them and you pledge allegiance to them. So this numbskull, and he's using a stolen weapon, by the way. Background checks. Aren't they going to solve everything? Let's have more background checks. Oh, it's a stolen gun. It was stolen from the Philadelphia PD like 3 years ago. It had been missing ever since. Who knows how he got it? But background checks wouldn't have done anything to stop this shooting. And it's very ironic. Don't you find it that it's ironic that the president hasn't said a word about this mass shooting? He's been talking about the kids in Sandy Hook still. He said that guns were the problem in San Bernardino, not the jihadists. You know, the guys pulling the triggers on the guns. They're not the problem. It's the guns. And he's said zip about this shooting in Philadelphia. Now, the exception is his press officer, Mr. Ernest, had said about the two terrorists they arrested over the weekend, the refugee, the guys that broke through the refugee program and came in, one in California, one in Texas, that this was going to prompt all kinds of speculation about how unreliable our vetting process is. Well, why would it? just because they rigged the system and got in, and one of them was a former fighter of, with ISIS against Syria, and the other guy was supplying, you know, material support for ISIS. Why should we be negative about our vetting process? It's doing its job, right? We're catching those guys before they get through the lines, right? But the president nor his press office has had much to say about the shooting in Philadelphia, and I'm curious as to why. Anyway, having said all that, Donald Trump, early last month, in the earlier part of December, was on Fox and Friends early one morning, and he had a pretty doggone good idea. Nick, go ahead and fire that if you've got it. This is Donald Trump on Fox and Friends in early December.
Policeman, policewoman, police officer, anybody killing a police officer, death penalty. It's going to happen, okay? Can't go. We can't let this go.
I like that idea. I really like that idea. You come at police officers with the intent to kill them. If you're fortunate enough to walk away with your life, I think by rule of law, you should automatically qualify for the death penalty. You're found guilty of the crime. We connect your DNA to that actual shoot, however you kill them, if it's not shooting. I actually think you should be, you don't even get a jail term. The only jail term you serve is whatever it takes to get you in the queue to get the injection in you. But that's it. There is no potential for probation. There is no potential to ever do anything other than end your life in a death chamber with a needle in your arm. If that's how they do it. What are your thoughts on that? Should police killers or even attempted killers, like I think this guy from Philly, even though he wasn't successful, I think he should be put to death. He tried to assassinate a police officer. We cannot tolerate that in a free and just society. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Coming right back, Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
Vietnam attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It was one of the most terrific stories this week. A police officer just doing his duty late at night at an overnight shift, working a very unattractive set of hours, doing the overnight in a very tough town, Philadelphia, is shot and attempted murder on his life. The person, Richard Archer, comes barreling at him, yelling in the name of Islam, and he tries to kill him. He had pledged allegiance to ISIS. He wants to see the police officers wounded because he says that they protect a law code that violates the tenets of Islam. This was a terrorist attack, and this is a man that attempted very, very hard to eliminate a police officer for no other reason than that's just who happened to stop in front of him that night. Mr. Hartnett was taken to the hospital. He was in critical but stable condition a couple of days later. I'm unsure of his exact condition now, but we pray and hope that he's doing much better. But Donald Trump said early in December something that I found very interesting. Play that again.
Anybody killing a policeman, policewoman, police officer, anybody killing a police officer, death penalty. It's going to happen, okay? Can't go. We can't let this go.
So what I want to know from you, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, if a perpetrator attempts to murder a police officer, and some people are going to say, Kev, you know, anybody that gets into an altercation with a police officer could have attempted murder charged against them. Can we agree there's different degrees of resistance to the police? If the police, for instance, surprise wrongdoers and they're in a home and they shoot back because the police are trying to break into their house or whatever to surprise them and take them down in a sting, maybe that's not attempted murder. Now, resisting, all the other things that would go into play, but is there any doubt? Is there any doubt that a jihadist who comes from the side of a car shooting bang, 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 running full speed towards the car, fires three or four shots at point-blank range before beginning to retreat, emptying his clip, is there any doubt that he had the desire to absolutely assassinate, murder that police officer? Should it be an automatic death penalty sentence? Should we say if you even attempt to murder a law enforcement official, you're going to lose your life for it? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Surprisingly, some people don't agree with Trump on this. Some people say, no, that's getting justice out of whack. You don't put the penalty before you know the facts of the crime. But let's assume that on the cases that it is discussed and brought up on, that we have incontrovertible proof that an officer's life was attempted to be taken by a murderer. Death penalty for them, whether the officer dies or not. 888-340-3373. I say yes. I want to know your thoughts. 888-340-3373.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yahoo!